Hi, everyone, and welcome to New Every Day. My name is Carrie.
And my name's Jen. And on today's show, we are in part four of
Prison Break. Finally, Peter's out of prison. And now we're going to see what the response the church has to this miraculous prison break in Acts chapter 12. So stay tuned.
This is New Every Day with Jen Wagger and Carrie Webb.
And thank you for tuning in again to New Every Day. We're so glad that you've tuned in and so glad that you've stuck with us for now our final installment of Acts chapter. Who knows? We just turn the camera on, we start talking, and we end up going down a couple different rabbit trails, and that's what we love. Like, we started this show so many years ago because Jen and I, we share space together, and we just really value talking about the Bible and talking about real life, and find that having conversations about God and who He is really encouraged us.
Yes.
And so we just started doing this show, turning on the camera and having these similar conversations that we would normally have.
Yes. And so, Robbie Ferguson, who oversees Category 5, for some reason, he's like, hey, would you consider doing a show? And it's like, well, we already do the show content without turning on the camera, so we might as well just turn on camera and record you know, the conversations that we have. And some of them are completely random, because you're right, one thing leads to another, but for the purpose of building one another up. And that's ultimately why we do the show, is to build you up in your faith. Or if you have questions about God, then we encourage you to, you know, check out the Billy Graham, like the Billy Graham Evangelical Association. If you have questions about how do I meet with Jesus, like literally type in, how do I accept Christ? Enter. And you're going to find out reasons. But at the end of the day, Jesus said, just follow me. Do what I do. So what you can do, if, dear Lord Jesus, I want to follow you. I want to learn more about you. And pick up his word. This is the Bible. Start in the book of Matthew and say, okay, help me to follow you.
Yeah.
And what you see written there, go and do.
Yeah.
Like,
and you know what? Go on to YouTube, or I believe it's on Netflix as well, and watch the Gospel of John.
Yes.
Because the Gospel of John is word for word the Bible, but it's depicted like as a movie. And sometimes it's really helpful to see it and hear it at the same time. So just get started. And maybe like you've been, like you believe this and have believed it for a long period of time, but it's when you start like reflecting on the person of Christ and spending time with him and actually reading it and listening to the word, that God is just going to explode in your life.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to explain it.
No.
Other than explosion.
And you just, it really begins with a prayer, a journey. Lord, I want to follow you.
Yeah.
And I can't follow you by myself, so I need your help.
Yeah.
And then he takes you on this journey. What I find so interesting is, Jesus called Peter. He didn't say, now I want you to repent first. Now I want you to get cleaned up first. No, you need to get out of this boat and we need to sit down and have a... No.
Repair those nets and, you know, get yourself all
he's like,
put together.
Come follow me. Just come.
Yeah.
Like, and we've talked about that before, how all, like, all people are welcome. It's not get cleaned up first.
Yeah.
Remember the Passover? It's like the lamb came and then the Feast of Unleavened Bread comes afterwards, which is what we talked at, like, about before. And it's so important that we don't think we have to get cleaned up first. We don't.
Yeah.
And you don't have to have it all together when you say, I want to follow you, Jesus. You just say, I want to follow you. I don't get it all, but would you help me? I can't do it on my own. Let's go.
And I would say even, like, maybe you are investigating another faith, like maybe you're Baha'i, or maybe, you know, have been practicing Hinduism, whatever. I would say test him. Test Jesus. Get a hold of a Bible. Get alone and just pray. And maybe you've never prayed before, but just go ahead and say, God, would you show me that you're real?
Yes.
Jesus, show me who you are. And God loves you so much. God loves you so much that he gave his one and only son. And if whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. Yes, eternal life in heaven, but life abundant here and now.
Yes.
He wants you to know him.
Yeah.
So just test him in that.
I know. And so often people are like, well, how do I follow Jesus? You do what he says. At the end of the day, that's what he's going to ask. Did you do what I do? Hmm. That's it. Did you do justice, love, mercy? Did you walk humbly with me? Did you get to know me?
Yeah.
And we just want to make it so complicated. Like, did you pray the prayer? And I want to say, did you live the life?
Yeah, that's a good question.
So,
because I would hate to say, you know, we say like, oh, invite Jesus into your heart. But I would hate for someone to just say, okay, here's my heart, but not my life.
Yeah.
It's all in.
Yeah.
Like I said last show, like, the ultimatum's there. Red pill, blue pill. You put the chips into the middle of the table. Like, you're just all in.
You're all in. Like,
I said to Jen, is it okay that we talked about the Matrix and gambling on the show?
Yes, red pill, blue pill is a reflection of the Matrix for those of you who are born after when it was made. It's getting to that point now.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
That was before I knew Jesus.
I know. Millions of people have been born since then.
No.
Yes.
No.
Sorry, we're digressing. We just want you to know.
All right.
And we just want you to know Jesus. And that's why we do what we do. So on that note, we're going to jump back in to chapter 12. All right. Then Peter came to himself and said aloud, now I know for certain, verse 11, that the Lord has sent his angel to rescue me from the power of Herod and from all the Jewish people that the Jewish people are expecting.
Which was that he was going to die.
That, yes. As the truth broke upon him. So it's like this.
Oh,
big,
that's
like,
a good line.
Ooh.
The truth broke upon him.
Like,
what do you picture that? Like, do you picture that as like a 2x4? Like the truth hits you in the face?
Yes. Okay. So this is another cool story. I prayed, Lord, I need to tell people who don't know you about you. Could you please make it happen?
Yeah.
And then somebody, and maybe I told the story. Then somebody called the church and said,
tell the story.
Yeah, somebody called the church and said, would you come and do you pray, give blessings over people's home? And I'm like, yeah. I said, are you Christian?
I do now.
And and they said, no, we're Muslim. I'm like, okay, well, I'll come. And it was this amazing opportunity to tell this family about Jesus and how much he loves them. And I was like, wow, that's really cool, God, because at the end of the day, they need to know that you love them and you have plans and purposes for them. And this is what happened. This is why the truth broke over me in the car. It was so amazing. And I went,
tell me.
God, you answered my prayer.
Yeah, huh?
And like literally, like that's what it felt like.
The truth broke over
Truth broke over me. So maybe I was like Peter, where it's like I'm walking through this situation and I'm just doing what I know I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be telling people about Jesus. I'm supposed to be offering them the good news. I'm supposed to be reading them scripture. I'm supposed to be showing it in my life. And that's just what I do. That's just what I do.
Because on the daily.
I don't really know. Doing anything else doesn't fit right in my life, actually. It doesn't feel right. So in the way home, on the car, the truth broke over me. I was like, oh, God totally would have answered prayer. I prayed. He provided. He walked me through it. And here I am. I'm like, God answered prayer. I was
That's for tooting God's horn, by the way.
That's God, yeah, I toot God's horn a lot.
And he answered it.
And he answered it.
I love that. Okay, so I think it's Psalm 37, talks about how the Lord gives us the desires of our heart, but he'll put the desire on there. Like, you're like, I want to tell people who don't know.
Yeah.
Because you preach it to a church full of people who, a lot of the Christians, like, they're Christians. Like, yeah. They know about Jesus. But
they know.
There is something really wonderful and powerful to tell people who don't know. So that's so cool that he put that on there.
So I feel like I just walked through this whole prison thing with Peter just now. It's like,
so the truth. The truth
washed
over him.
Yes. And broke over him. And he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, surnamed Mark. So that's John Mark, where many were gathered together in prayer. As he knocked at the door, a young maid called Rhoda came to answer. But on recognizing Peter's voice, failed to open the door from sheer joy.
What?
Isn't that amazing? Like, sheer joy. She's like, Peter's at the door. And she doesn't open the door. She goes and she tells the rest of the people, leaving Peter
standing at the door.
Leaving Peter standing.
I wonder
standing.
What Peter was thinking, like, come on.
Come on. So, you know, you hang on to that thought. We're going to take a break.
For a limited time, get your hands on limited edition shirts from the Category 5 TV Network. These high-quality shirts are manufactured by Teespring, a fundraising website, and your purchase will help support the shows we produce. Get yours today and send us your pictures to be featured on the corresponding show. Visit cat5.tv/shirts to support us and get your official network shirt today. cat5.tv/shirts.
Hey everyone, welcome back. You're still watching New Every Day. She's still Jen and I'm still Carrie. And we want to thank our partners who make the show possible. Go to our partners page, neweveryday.tv, click the partners tab, see the organizations that help make this show possible. If you would like to help support us by donating, it goes to Category 5 TV. That's the umbrella organization that we are under. And your support helps to go pay for cameras and all the things that are actually needed.
All those
technical
things, mics.
Those techie things that Robbie Ferguson and the Category 5 team do, that I'm really glad that they do, because I don't know how.
Yeah,
we just know how to sit and talk, and that's what we're able to do.
We do that.
So we're still in Acts chapter 12. So Rhoda, the servant girl, comes to the door. Peter's knocking on the door and is like, hey, I'm here. She's overwhelmed, doesn't open the door, but goes and tells everybody. So she says, when she recognized Peter's voice because of her gladness, she did not open the gate, but ran in and announced that Peter stood before the gate. But they said to her, you are beside yourself. Yet she kept insisting that it was so. So they said, it's his angel. Hmm. Now Peter continued knocking, and when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But motioning to them with his hand to keep silent, he declared to them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, go tell these things to James and to the brethren. And he departed and went to another place.
Yeah.
Okay, so many things in there that I really find interesting. Firstly, Rhoda was overjoyed and didn't open the door. Secondly, she goes and tells the group who don't believe her. But they were praying in expectation. So that's the second thing. Another thing is Peter doesn't give up. He keeps on knocking. And he says, here's what happened. It was awesome. And then he leaves and goes to another place. He doesn't just stay there. He's like, the mission continues. It's like the middle of the night.
Yeah.
The other thing that speaks to me is that the church was praying through the night.
Yes, and what's interesting, as we look forward, I'm looking for Peter again. He's not showing up because it goes, and we talk about Paul for a while.
Oh,
and not until chapter 15, where Peter shows up again. But you're right, it's like the mission continues. Like, because he very well could have sat down. But he didn't.
Finally, I'm out of prison. I can't even believe that.
I'm okay. I'm going to keep going. Because it's very possible that once Herod discovered that Peter was gone, that he would come to where the followers were. Because we're told that in verse 18, but when morning came, there was a great commotion among the soldiers as to what would have happened, as what could have happened to Peter. When Herod had a search put out for him without success, he cross-examined the guards and then ordered their execution. Then he left Judea and went down to Caesarea and stayed there. So
he did go searching. And so I guess if Peter had stayed there, it would have jeopardized their safety.
Yes.
So not that God couldn't bust them out of prison too.
Yeah.
But he obviously had more things that he needed to do, more people that he needed to tell.
Yeah, and to keep moving.
You know what I was just thinking, Jen? Is that he shared the story. He shared the testimony of what God did. And that puts a fire and a faith in people. Because firstly, the church didn't even believe Rhoda. They're like, oh, it's his angel. Like, they were praying and believing that God could rescue him. But then when God rescued him, they weren't ready to receive the miracle. But I just wonder, like, after that time, how their prayer changed or how their view of God changed. Because it's like, here's this miracle that actually happened. And the Bible talks about overcoming by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Mm-hmm. And there is something so powerful about sharing the stories of what God has done to bolster the faith. And sometimes I feel like it's when you release a testimony about God, there's that little spark of faith that happens in people and makes them more prepared to receive.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like when I've heard people share stories about praying for someone else and God miraculously heals them, even though I've prayed for some people and they get healed and they don't, and prayed for others and they get healed and it's awesome.
Right.
Those stories make me go, yes.
I know.
We're going to keep this party going.
Yeah.
It's bigger than me.
It stirs up something inside of yourself to be like, I can do that.
Yeah. Because it's not about me.
Because it's not about me. It's about what God, it's about God doing the impossible.
Because who busted Peter out of prison?
I know.
It wasn't Peter.
Yeah. It was not Peter. In fact, he was asleep. He was prepared for whatever. And we talked about that in the last show, the fact that he was at rest, in peace, sleeping. Because he's been down this road before. He's been in prison before. He has stood before the teachers of the law. Like, he's done this.
And he was like, when he first came before the Pharisees, initially, he's like, who am I going to listen to, God or man?
Yeah.
Like, the answer is very clear to me.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep going.
And so by Peter leaving them and going to another place, he protected the believers.
Yeah, that's true.
And positioned himself in a place that God could continue to use him. Because he could have just stopped, right?
And, yeah,
or
he
could have just said, I'm done. But no.
Like, now I've got a testimony.
Yeah. Or like, I'm tired. Or no, he positioned himself in a place that God could continue to use him. So it's like, so often we're like, oh, I'm done that mission. I'm done.
It's, yeah, good point.
And it's like, no. God doesn't work that way. Like, yeah. he for some people, there is rest in the moment, but for other people, it's like, no, you have to keep going because you're not exactly where you need to be. Like, you finished this part, but you're not exactly where you need to be. And I don't necessarily have a story about that, except for, you know, when I remember applying for a job, and I knew I was supposed to be at camp for the summer, and then I got the news that I didn't actually get the job once, like, camp was finished. And so I was like, okay, well, I know I had to finish off camp, but then...
Then what?
Well, that's just it. It's like, yeah. Well, no, I need to find a job.
Yeah.
Like, I knew God's like, well, you're not done yet. I still have things. So while camp was on, I started applying for another job.
Yeah.
So sometimes you just need to keep going. Like, you don't just stop when something is finished. Oh, well, that door closed. I guess I'm done.
Yeah.
No. You keep going until God gives you a piece to stop. And so it's like, no, let God lead you. Like, you might be tired and exhausted. Like, Jesus was tired and exhausted after he found out about John the Baptist dying. And yet, he looked up and there were crowds coming towards him. And he fed them and he taught them. It says he had compassion.
Yes.
So we want to encourage you today. You might be in the midst of your prison and God has delivered you. And you're like, yes, it's done.
Put my feet up and celebrate.
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah.
And it's like, no.
And this is where I think we can look back at people's example, like Peter, who got up and kept going, and other Christians through the ages. Like, I think of Jill Briscoe, who's still working now. And she served in India with her husband, like, tirelessly. And she shared a story about how she was saying, you know what, I'm wrapping up ministry. Like, I'm very tired. And God spoke to her and said, no, you carry your cross all the way home, all the way. You just, who else is going to pick it up? You just keep going and trusting that God will give you the strength to face what you need to face.
Yes, I just finished a book called Kisses from Katie in the second book, which I can never remember what the title of it is. And she just says to the Lord, I'm so tired. And this is a young woman, like probably 25 at this point. She's doing missionary work and she says, I'm just so tired. And the Lord says, I'm not.
And on that note, you never give up. You never give up. And so I'm just going to pray for us. Lord, thank you that you never give up. You never grow weary. You don't slumber or sleep. But you're always working. God, help us to have a perspective that's bigger than ourselves. To see that you are working in people's lives. And what's most important is that people come to a knowledge of the truth about who Jesus is, what you've done, and what life is really about, God. I thank you that you give us hope and purpose here and now, and hope for a life after this one. Thank you for the example of Peter. And I pray for the people who are watching and listening, who are feeling discouraged or are feeling weary in ministry. Would you build them up, God? Would you give them that bit of encouragement? Would you minister to them as they sleep to refresh them. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for tuning in. And we'll see you same time, same place next week on New Every Day. Thanks so much. Friend?
Catch a new episode of New Every Day every Friday morning at neweveryday.tv. We're also on Kodi, Roku, Plex, YouTube, and Facebook. Or if you're in Southern California, tune in every Sunday morning at 6:30 Pacific on Channel 33 Television for the High Desert.